With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Community Beach Volleyball League is aiming for much more than just fun and games. Marcus Patterson is the Youth Programs Coordinator for CIVF. He says they have designed the league as a way to reach out to the communities of Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac.
We have planned to start rolling out our programs really and the vision for youth volleyball in the Cayman Islands. That would see us start in May, running right up to August, starting with the Junior Elite Extended Tryouts, which will then get students and student athletes alike and members of the community involved, which would follow up the Community Beach League. So based on those extended tryouts, we're going to galvanize students and players' interest to perform in those leagues, which will lead into our main goal, which is to prepare our national team, which will represent the Cayman Islands in time to come.
Patterson says the leagues will also serve as a scouting event where they can identify under 18 players that they would like to invite to join CIVF's new Junior Elite program.
Not just the Beach League, but the Beach League is only one leg to galvanize the interest. Due to constraint, for example, mainly students taking exams, we have to do some reshuffling. Because ideally, it would have been the Community Beach League followed by the Junior Elite Extended Tryouts. But because of the commitment that students would have for preparing for their exams and so on, we had to switch things around. And these are, of course, subject to change. But our current plan is to have the Extended Tryout, which will feed into the Community Beach League. And from there, we're going to have indoor interscholastic volleyball, which will see all students from public and private school compete. And this would now form the pipeline that is going to lead to the rejuvenation of the junior national team for the Cayman Islands.
CIVF, the Cayman Islands Volleyball Federation, sees volleyball as a powerful means of reaching the youth and helping them. The Women of Valor All-Stars took a tough loss from the number one seed in the Women's Basketball League over the weekend. Women of Valor head coach Redva Ebanks says if you check the statistics, they executed the best way they possibly could against a very experienced Islanders team.
I think our shooting was a little down. We have been out of practice for about 5 weeks, so we've been able to get in two or three practices in the last 2 weeks to supplement for that. But, you know, obviously, when you're rusty, when you've been out that long, you need time to build back up your shooting. So the one thing that killed us today was free throw shooting. They fouled us. We executed. They fouled us. They sent us to the line. We actually shot almost 40 free throws today, and we only scored 8. So that is where we definitely fell behind. Because if we were hitting 80% of our free throws, we would be right in that game.
But Coach Redva had a very good start to the day when his senior team, Rawlinson and Hunter Women of Valor alumni, defeated Dream 76-33 in the first match.
The first game was pretty straightforward. We went out with a game plan. The girls executed. We knocked down a lot of our shots. We played good defense. Thought it got a little scrappy towards the end of the game, but as expected in a blowout. But the girls kept the composure and finished it off.
Coach Redva says due to the COVID-19 pandemic, he believes the standard of the league has dropped significantly. Here he explains why.
A lot of the international players who would be coming in to work as expats and whatnot are obviously, you know, not coming in because they're mostly in the tourism industry. So this year, we get to showcase a lot of our local talent, and I still think it's pretty good, but I know that we could be a lot better. There would be more teams if we had that influx of expats from the tourism industry.
Women's basketball games will continue every Sunday at 3 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. at the John Gray Gym in Georgetown. This Sunday, Islanders will take on Women of Valor alumni in a matchup you don't want to miss. And the first official event of the 2021 calendar, the McGrath Toner Duathlon, will be taking place this coming Sunday. The official Cayman Islands Duathlon will start at 6:30 a.m. from Cayman Islands Yacht Club. The race consists of 3 legs, a 2-mile run, 12-mile bike, followed by another 2-mile run. Athletes can take part as an individual or as a 2- or 3-person team. Entry fees are $30 for an individual, $50 for a 2-person team, and $60 for a 3-person team. There will be a commemorative t-shirt for the first 100 people who register. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.